Hey there, hello. I just wanted to do a little bit of introduction because this is a script that I read and I really liked it. It's just me as a subby puppy recounting a scene with a dumb partner. And it's called I Don't Need Convention, I Need You. And yeah, it's a little bit different, so I hope you like it. I'm a bit nervous. Okay. I'm on my knees looking up at you. You smile softly down at me, and I can see how much you care about me. Your hands run gently through my hair before you yank my head back. Your soft and hard with me at the same time, and I love it. Sure, this isn't conventional. We aren't conventional, but I don't need convention. I need you. You see me, not the sanitized version of me that I let people see. You see all of me, and you know exactly what I need. Hurt me, please. I need it. Things get so loud in my head, I need you. I need you to bring silence with your hand, or your pedal, or your belt. Slap me, bite me, spank me, bruise me, whatever you want. When you hurt me, it heals me, so hurt me, please. Your palm cracks across my face, and the noise fades away. The world disappears, all that exists is you and me. My mind settles as you electrify my body. My cheek rests against your palm and I smile. You run your tongue over my lips, smearing my lipstick across my face. I love making myself pretty for you. You love making me a mess. You pull back and slap me again. I whimper as I look up at you. Please, I beg, please. Please what? You growl, telling me to use my words. Please, please hurt me. All sense of propriety is gone as you yank me to my feet. You are wild and unfettered as you tear up my clothes until they are at our feet. You push me against the wall and my body breaks out in goosebumps as I hear the buckle of your belt. I can take it. You know I can take it. Please hurt me. The leather of your belt cracks against my ass, and I flinch instinctively. Even as the pain blooms, I smile. This is what I want. My body tenses with every hit as my mind is put at ease. I feel all the stress and tension ebbing from my body. My eyes water, mascara-stained tears spill from my lashes. You turn gentle for a moment, pressing your body against mine. Your hand soothes the bruises forming on my ass. Kisses flutter up my neck, matching the butterflies in my stomach, as you ask if I want more, if I want you. I can feel your cock pulsing against my thigh. I know you'd stop if I want you to, but I don't want you to. I want this. Hurt me, please. You turn me so I'm facing you and kiss me so hard that I gasp into your mouth. You bite my bottom lip and grin when I moan out your name. Your last shred of composure disappears as you force me to my knees. You chuckle as you secure my hands behind my back with the same belt you just hit me with. I am helpless beneath you, but I've never felt more powerful. I open my mouth. Ready for you. You force your cock deep down my throat, controlling my breath as you fuck my face. You know exactly how much I can take, and you take me to the edge of my limits. I love the control you have over me, the control I let you have over me. My chest heaves as you let me up for air. Your hand cups my chin and you drag me to my feet. You kiss me again, bruising, bracing kisses. I long to wrap my arms around you, but I can't. God, I love this. I'm so safe with you. Even as you hurt me, you take care of me, always. I stumble as you guide me to our bed before gently lying me down. How can you be so tender, even when you're being so rough? You release my hands before securing them again, this time above my head. Your fingers wrap around my throat and you kiss me again. Soft, gentle kisses that get more and more urgent. I feel your other hand tracing up my thigh before you start to tease my clit, making me shiver in anticipation. I squirm at your touch. I am soaked, needy, desperate for you. I moan into your mouth as your fingers thrust inside me. You stop kissing me, and my moans turn into a gasp when I feel your teeth on my breast. You bite me, and my breath hitches, my back arching up, the mix of pleasure and pain. Your lips trail down my body as you fuck me with your fingers. I want to wrap my hands in your hair, but I can't. I'm completely exposed to you. Your tongue wraps circles on my clit as you bite my thigh hard. I'll cherish the bruises you leave. Your fingers never stop, driving me closer and closer to orgasm. Your mouth is on my clit as my legs start to shake. You keep me on the edge for what feels like forever. Before you finally tell me to come for you, I moan out your name as I come on your fingers. You still don't stop, fucking me through my orgasm until I can't even speak anymore. Time stands still as you take your fingers out of me. You grin at me as you suck them clean. I want to pull you towards me, but I can't. I want you inside me, but I have to wait. You kiss your way back up my body until I can taste myself on your lips. You laugh at me as I start to move, trying to wrap my legs around you. You start to tease my clit again, and I gasp out, "Fuck me, please." Your smug grin makes me laugh, even as I beg for your cock. You grab the back of my head and bite my neck. I'll have to hide the bruises tomorrow, but I don't care. This is what I need. Your nails dig deeply into my hips as you start to fuck me. I'm pinned underneath you, pinned by your gaze. You don't let me look away, pulling my face back to yours every time I turn my head. I can see my whole world in your eyes. You trap my already restrained hands in one of yours as you start to move faster. Your other hand is pushed hard against my chest, forcing me down as you take your pleasure from my body. I can't breathe. I can't think. I never, ever want you to stop. I'm quivering, shaking underneath you as you pull me back to the edge. You drive me crazy, but I don't want to be sane right now. You start to count us down, telling me I'm going to come with you. Every number sends lightning down my body. You tell me I'm all yours as we come together, as you come inside me. Yours, all yours, all yours. Erupts from my lips in a shaky whisper as everything is washed away. My body goes limp, collapsing onto your bed as you collapse onto top of me. You wrap yourself around me, making sure I'm okay, making sure I enjoyed myself. "Happy girl?" you whisper, and I smile. You make me so happy. I loved every single moment of it. These moments, these are my favorite. The afterglow, where we take care of each other. You could never do anything to actually hurt me, but you check every single time. You treat me like I'm precious. Even after I've begged you to break me. You kiss me as we catch our breath, telling me how proud you are of me. You release my hands and massage my arms, soothing my pins and needles. You clean me up, caressing every mark you left on me. Tomorrow, I'll see these bruises, and I'll smile because they mark me as yours. Yours, I am yours, but you're mine too. I'm snug in your arms as we drift off, all my stress, all my tension forgotten. Sure, this isn't conventional. We aren't conventional, but I don't need convention. I need you. Oh, I really like that one. Oh, it was shorter than I thought. Yeah, thank you so much. Little Brad 91. That's a nice name. I really like that one. It's interesting. I'm not 100% into like pain play and stuff, but yeah, it is really hot, this audio, because I do like pain a little bit. So, and there's still a part of checking in and stuff, so I think this is for me as well. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'm just going to ramble a little bit because I like rambling, and yeah, I think soon I will make a little ramble fab of myself again, because I bought some new toys. I bought like a clit sucking device, and I think if I tell you that, you already know which one it is. But I can't say anything, because that's promotion. So and I bought a really nice silicone dildo. It's a pink one, and it's really cute. It's like a little bit like if you have eyes, not clear eyes, but foggy. It's kind of foggy, but like light pink foggy, and it has a little bit of balls on the bottom. And it has like a suction function. I'm too excited. That's not good. But I want to try those two out, because one of the toys, the suction, has also a app where you can control it a little bit and do different settings on it and stuff. So I'm interested in that one. So you will hear from me soon. I just want to let you know this script. I really like just telling you a story or a fantasy, and this is pretty close to what I like. If you couldn't already tell. But yeah, that was nice. I hope I didn't speak too fast. I hope. I was also a bit excited. This is also really nice, because I can just, yeah, it's just so nice to be able to just talk about sex and sexual fantasies. But if I'm not 100% in the mood to do a ramble fab, it's really nice to just, I don't know, help you out. Because I really like helping you out. Like, that's why I do it. That's why I also like it. But yeah, it's just nice to make you a little bit worked up for me, this cute girl, telling you all those filthy things. Just giving you a little bit of my fantasy brain. But yeah. I hope you enjoyed. It was a little bit shorter than normal, but yeah. I hope you still liked it, and I hope you're doing well. Yeah, I haven't posted in a while, but yeah. I hope you like it. And yeah, I will hear you. I think you will hear me soon, or you'll be back soon, I hope. Yes, so, yeah. I will hope to see you soon. Oh, I cannot really talk. What? Wee. Wow. I really like that meme. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I didn't stop this audio yet, but I'm just being silly. Yeah, have a really nice evening or rest of your day, depends when you are listening to this. And please let me know what you think. And also, if you have any suggestions of scripts like these, like more narrative scripts, I would also enjoy that. And yeah. Have a good one. Bye-bye.